Now, Frank Sinatra, transcribed as Rocky Fortune. NBC presents Frank Sinatra, starring as that footloose and fancy-free young gentleman, Rocky Fortune.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got mixed up in a plot to murder Santa Claus?
Yeah.
It all started when I answered a Christmas ad for a department store. The ad said, young man of good character as auxiliary store detective and other duties. 2-week employment. So, next day, I am an auxiliary shamus for Crockett Baum's department store. Kind of a high-class Fifth Avenue dispensary where for only $50 you can buy your girl a mink toothbrush. And for an extra $5,000, you can get her a coat to match.
This way, Mr.
Fortune. Rocky Fortune, Mr. Prim.
Yes. This is fifth floor, children's toys. Note, please. Santa's workshop and the enchanted igloo. This will be your post.
What do I do?
Just keep an eye on the merchandise. Quackenbaum's has had a good deal of shoplifting recently.
Yeah, especially in the jewelry department, eh?
Don't like to talk about that, Mr. Fortune.
Mister, it's been on the front page of all the newspapers for a week. $8,000 worth of pearls.
Wow. The thief will be apprehended in good time. Have no fear. Well, I must get back to my office.
Just a minute, Mr. Prim.
Yes?
What happens if I see a gunner?
A what?
A lifter, a thief.
Apprehend the criminal with the merchandise and bring both to my office behind the elevators. The name Lysander Prim is on the door.
Check.
Oh, and one other thing.
Yeah?
At lunch hour, you will relieve Santa Claus.
You mean put on a beard and everything?
Oh, it's just for half an hour. As a matter of fact, you start in exactly 5 minutes.
I'm not exactly built for this.
Neither is our present Santa. They're running thin this year. Just ask Big Elf to help stuff you.
Big Elf?
Santa's helper. The large fellow in the elf suit.
Oh, sure.
Good luck, Mr. Fortune. The honor of Quackenbaum's is in your hands.
At $44.50 a week, Mr. Quackenbaum is getting a bargain. Big Elf, whose name is Marty, weighs about 250. He helps me into Santa's suit, and I take over inside the magic igloo while Santa goes out for some chowder. I embarrass a couple of mothers by promising everything the kids ask for, and I'm really living it up, having the time of my life when a little girl about 6 comes in all by herself. She's a pretty little thing, too, with blue eyes and freckles. On one leg is a light steel brace. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all, and that's what I want for Christmas. Well, hello, honey. You here all alone?
Yes, sir.
Well, what can I do for you?
I have a note for you.
A letter for old Santa, huh? Ho, ho, let's have a look. Dear Santa, you know what we want for Christmas. We better get it or you'll never live to make those Christmas Eve deliveries. Signed, you know who. Well, well, did you write this letter yourself, honey?
No, sir. A man gave it to me.
What did he look like?
A big man with a black mustache. He gave me a nickel, too.
Heavy spender, huh? Honey, what's your name?
Gail. Gail Grayson.
And what would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas, Gail?
I'd like your elf.
You mean Big Bonehead out there?
Oh, no. Not the man in the elf suit. I mean the elf doll. The one with the red silk suit and the green hat.
Oh, well, that's pretty expensive, honey. Maybe your mommy and daddy can't afford it.
I don't have any mommy and daddy.
Oh. Well, you leave your name and address with Santa, and I'll see if we can't arrange for something. It might not be that same doll, but...
That's the one I want.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, look, Gail.
Gail! Gail, there you are. I told you to wait outside the man's office.
I wanted to talk to Santa about getting that elf doll.
Honey, I told you that doll cost too much.
Santa says maybe he can arrange something.
Santa's wrong. Look, mister, I've just been seeing a man about trying to get a job in this place so we can afford to eat. I don't have money for expensive dolls.
Well, I'm sorry, miss. I just...
Well, you've no business building up false hopes in children. They put so much faith in this.
Well, if you'd just let me explain,
I... Come around and explain Christmas Eve if you can.
Well, I'd like to, but I don't even know your name.
This is my sister, Laura, and we live at 65 Bleakman Street, 5 flights up Santa...
Gail, for heaven's sake, come along.
You won't forget the doll, will you, Santa? Please, please don't forget, please.
Lose a customer, Jack?
I'm afraid I lost a friend, too.
Cheer up. Maybe you won't live long, then you won't need a friend.
Why don't you just stick to being a big elf, huh, Marty?
Don't be a wise guy, Fortune.
Me? I'm never a smart aleck. By the way, how do they spell elf? O-A-F? After lunch, the real make-believe Santa Claus comes back, and I turn over the suit, beard, and stuffing. I'm glad to get back to being a store detective. The big elf is no pleasure to work with. I keep thinking of little Gail. Well, let's face it, I keep thinking of her big sister, who's got eyes like Dresden china and a figure like a Lamarge teapot. I wonder if I'm ever going to see her again. I don't have to wonder long, because right away things begin to happen.
Help! Don't be Santa! Catch her!
All right, hold it.
Let me go. Take it easy.
Well, Laura Grayson.
Who are you?
Santa Claus, remember? My name is Rocky Fortune. I'm also the store dick in this department.
Oh, Mr. Fortune, please. I don't know why. I took it.
Well, let's see what we've got here.
It's the elf doll, the one Gail wanted.
Oh, baby, if you're going to shoplift a doll, they got better ways worked out than just pick it up and run with it.
I had to take it. I couldn't disappoint her. I couldn't.
Yeah, I guess it was partly my fault.
I suppose you'll turn me over to the police now.
Well, hold it. Lady, this ain't for general publication, but between you and me, I'm the world's worst toy store detective. Too much larceny in my blood. So I'll just turn around for 20 or 30 minutes, and if you're not gone when I turn back, I'm going to put the pinch on you.
You're letting me go?
Please, let's not be vulgar.
Well, thank you, Rocky.
Hey.
What?
You forgot the doll.
But...
I was going to buy it for you anyway. Besides, I get it for only $3 because it's a display model. Now beat it.
Oh, Rocky, I could kiss you.
Go ahead.
I will. Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year to you. Wow. Kid slips down the stairway with the elf doll, and I am still wearing a lipstick on my cheek when Mr. Prim boils over. He looks so much like a clothing store dummy, you expect to find a price tag on him. Right behind him is Marty, the big oaf elf.
Mr. Fortune.
Oh, hi.
Where is she?
Where is who? Whom? He.
The dame who stole the doll from Santa's workshop.
Oh, you are a little elf, aren't you?
Mr. Marty here tells me he saw you catch her. Where is she?
Overpowered me. She must be a lady wrestler or something.
Mr. Fortune.
Tell you what, though, Mr. Prim, just to make everything okay, I'll pay for the doll.
What?
No kidding. You see, I know the young lady, and I was going to buy it for her anyway, so I...
Well, thought... this is highly irregular.
Oh, come on, Mr. Prim. Think of how proud Mr. Quackenbaum will be when you tell him you unloaded that shop-worn display model, huh?
Well, it's highly irregular, but go ahead. The sales clerk will make out the proper form.
Well, thanks, Mr. Prim. I'll do that.
Hey, Fortune.
Yeah.
What was the dame's name?
What's it to you?
Just curious, you know.
I know. Stay just as you are. After closing time, I go into the employee's dressing room for a quick wash-up and a change of linen. Place empties out when my pal, the store Santa, flaps in after a hard day at the igloo. He takes off his red suit, and I see he's built like a Japanese wrestler with a nose like Rudolph the Reindeer. Only it ain't from drinking melted snow.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Herm. Looks as if the detectives and the Santa Clauses are the late workers in this department, huh?
Yeah. Just you and me now.
Just you, Santa. I'm blowing right now.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
That girl who stole the elf doll.
What about her?
Mr. Prim mentioned that you know her.
So?
I'd like to know her name.
You're the second guy in a half an hour. What is this?
Just what I said, Fortune. What's her name and where does she live?
Look, I know you've been making a list and checking it twice, Uncle, but just what do you want to... Why do you want to know?
I had my eye on that elf doll myself for my kid. I'd like to get it for her.
They got brand new ones in stock.
I'm interested in that one. So the name, huh?
Sorry, Uncle.
Fortune, maybe I don't make myself clear. I want that girl's name and address. I want it very bad.
You know you shouldn't use that tone of voice. You don't sound like you got the holiday spirit.
I'm going to use more than a tone of voice if you don't unclaim.
Sorry, Sam.
Okay, Fortune.
Okay, you want to fight?
I'll fight. What's her name?
Why, you...
Gentlemen, please, just what is going on here?
Well, let Samson here tell you.
I was just showing Mr. Fortune here a couple of judo holds that might come in handy next time a young girl overpowers.
This is not a gymnasium, gentlemen. I'll thank you to leave and report back promptly tomorrow morning. Good evening.
I managed to stagger out of my own power and head back to my flat. I figure I'll have some supper and then locate Laura Grayson for another look at that elf doll that everybody wants to get his hands on. Also, for another look at Laura Grayson. Yeah. I stop to line my flu at a local cafeteria and go up to the flat. I walk in like I live there, which I do, and discover I have guests.
Hello, Rocky.
Well, well. Sergeant Hamilton J. Finger. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake with poison in it.
A cake with a file in it would be more useful where you're going, Rocky, my old pal.
You are referring to the House of Detention?
The same.
Well, sir, if my days as a process server serve me correctly, they make mention of a thing titled due process, which means you don't arrest a guy without you can make some kind of charge, right?
Right.
So?
So we would like to revolve the wheel of our conversation around the axle of your understanding down at the Irish clubhouse.
Concerning?
Concerning a murder.
You said a murder?
Yeah.
Who?
Rocky, this is going to come as a shock to a naive young boy like yourself. But there ain't no Santa Claus.
How come?
How come? Because somebody stuck a knife in him. He's laying on his face over in Quackenbaum's department store. Let's go.
I spent the next few hours as a guest of the city, in the squad room, or sweat box, as it is affectionately remembered by inmates of various steel academies in this state. And mine host, the Sergeant Finger.
All right! Now for the last time. You had an argument with him, right?
He had one with me.
Okay, he socked you.
Yes.
You socked him.
Right.
You got interrupted.
Right.
You left.
Right.
Then you come back and stabbed him.
Wrong.
Okay, okay. Let's have your story.
Somebody was after him, Sarge. I got a threatening note that was supposed to go to him.
Where is it?
Here.
This is kid stuff.
You ever hear of a kid threatening Santa Claus? Come on, Sarge.
Okay, okay, so it ain't kid stuff. Who sent it and why?
That's what the taxpayers hire you to figure out. Maybe it's got some connection with a jewel robbery.
What do you know about the jewel robbery?
Just what I read in the papers. Somebody snatched $8,000 worth of pearls.
You, maybe?
Don't be ridiculous. I wasn't even working there when it happened.
What makes you think it was an inside job?
The newspapers. They got the opinion from the police. You familiar with this organization?
Don't get funny.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe Santa Claus was in on that jewel job?
As a matter of fact, Rocky, the guy in that Santa Claus suit has a record as long as your arm. Only one thing is wrong.
Yeah?
We can't arrest him for his own murder.
So why pin it on me?
You're available. Also, whoever stabbed him was in on the inside. It happened after the store closed.